perfect. I did.
Nice. Anyway,
as I was saying, halfway to 50. Welcome to our 25th episode of the Green Tea Podcast.
A quarter to 100.
Yeah.
That's a
quarter
of a century.
Our podcast's frontal lobe has developed and can now rent a car.
Let's go.
Mine has not. My podcast is older than me.
Absolutely. Also, I'm the only one drinking tea right now, and it's because I poured myself a glass and didn't offer it to Rose or Thomas.
The funny thing is, I brought tea for us to try and then forgot about
really?
It. Yes. Wait,
so you didn't bring it?
No, it's in my bag. I forgot to bring it up.
So bring it out right now.
What is it?
It's,
I'm so excited.
It's like a hot, just matcha green tea.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Thomas brought a tea bag to be steeped for later.
That part.
I was expecting a can.
I know.
I
don't know why exactly I was picturing an Arizona iced tea.
No, like I brought
green tea with honey.
Me too.
Ginseng
exactly.
with honey. That's what I was exactly expecting.
My coworker gave me that, so thank you, Jay.
Shout out, Jay.
Jay, are you
Thanks.
Listening?
Jay, answer if you can hear us.
Have you heard is Pepsi okay? Whoa, has anyone checked up on her?
That's funny. I do love silly things like that. Yeah. I saw a TikTok the other day.
I do love silly.
I'm kind of quirky in the way that I like
being silly.
Listen,
I couldn't think of a way to succinctly describe what was going on in my brain right then, so I just gave up. But like, I saw this TikTok the
other
day.
Like?
Like this. I'm about to tell you one, actually. Can I see you over here? Can you just shut up, please?
Those two queens did another one where they're like
in the studio today.
Those same queens did a thing where it was like, can I see you in front over here?
They were funny for that. But the TikTok that I was going to describe was like, this guy is like asking people on the street, like, do you believe in Jesus Christ? And this guy walks by and just goes, no, I thought he was dead. And walks away.
That's great.
So funny. He never heard about Easter. Someone
commented and they were like, no, I think he was just asleep for a couple of days.
I was like, left.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a long nap.
Like me if I didn't know what Easter was.
Speaking of, you know what else I've been seeing on TikTok? Are those like, it's like a slide of like those two people talking and they're like, I think I sent one to you and it was like, oh my God, will you marry me? And then the other person like cuts them off and is like, oh, not me in my wife era.
Yes! Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a
yeah,
whole
yeah.
bunch of different things like that.
I love it.
They are so funny because I imagine it as the same conversation getting restarted every time and just going on and on and
me
on
too.
And on. And I think they're so funny.
So good.
And it's all things
will
that-
you marry me? Oh, oh my God, hashtag engaged.
Oh my God, not you proposing.
Yeah,
like come on, nuptials.
Ring before spring.
Oh my God. No, those make me laugh.
I got curtain bangs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not side bangs. They're
not.
Even though I've been saying they're side bangs, they're not. So I'll take a chill pill.
I think it's fine that you said that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I agree.
I did them in my bathroom on Friday night with kitchen scissors.
Period. That's what I do all the time.
Good.
No, yeah.
And they kind of look good. And like, are they perfect? No. But for me, never having cut any hair before and just like deciding, I think I kind of slayed
it. I like one curl that you kind of have going on because it reminds me of my hair.
There's also a random piece of hair that I also cut that's like this short.
Yeah.
But it's back there.
That's what I did. That's why my layers are so intense, is because I did that and I like accidentally kind of gave myself a wolf cut. With like not that it was not good, it was fine. But then I went to like get a real haircut, and I was like, yeah, I just kind of like chopped up my bangs a little bit, and I just want layers. And she was like, okay, I think we'll like go at this level because that's where it like matched.
The lowest is
that like that's where the like the top layer was.
Yeah,
and she like held out like where I had like cut my bangs, and she was like, oh,
damn.
I was like, oh yeah,
that's so funny.
It was funny.
They should teach us how to cut hair.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, we all have it.
What class would you have replaced in high school for hair cutting?
Replaced it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Algebra 2. I'm sorry. After, like, geometry.
I think we should do this. I
There's
think we
already
should say,
algebra
what,
one.
Yeah. What would you add and what would you take away from, like, a like school curriculum? Like, a general public school curriculum?
I would take away, like, one of my English classes.
Really?
Yes. Like, girl, I get that English is important, but like, once you learn how to read and write, like, I don't need to read this book that was written years ago.
I would add an English class. I'd say everybody has English elective after school.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would replace it with.
Speaking of like subjects, also Thomas loved math and I loved English. So yeah, that's why,
so that's fair.
That's why Thomas is getting rid of English and I'm getting rid of math.
What does STEM stand for?
Science, technology, engineering, music. Mathematics?
Yeah. Damn. That would have been... Oh, if it was music?
Wow. That stopped me short.
Yeah.
I think I would add a music class.
That was a jump scare.
Science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
Yeah.
But there's this private school by my house that has STREAM, science, technology, religion.
Oh.
Really?
Jump scare.
Listen. What's the E again?
Engineering.
Engineering.
And mathematics.
STREA, art, and then mathematics.
Crazy. Well rounded, I guess.
You can really add any layers.
That's
like
so...
streams.
No,
that's so weird because at that point, like,
stems.
No, that really takes away the, like, prestige of any acronym.
Just,
like,
what about
our
recent middle school, public middle school, becoming a computer science academy?
Yes.
The computer science magnet school.
Got it.
That's crazy.
You're a public school.
Okay, public school.
Oh my god.
All of us went to public school.
Yep, period. Wouldn't have had it any other way, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess Rose tried private school.
That's true.
I went to private school for 5 years, and actually I loved it. The only reason that I went to public school is because my school combined with another school, so it became one school with two campuses.
Oh.
So like kindergarten through... fifth grade, we're at one campus, and sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, we're at another campus. So just elementary and middle school, essentially. And in order to stay at the school, I had to go to the other campus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not doing that.
Started doing sixth grade.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So and was the other campus like farther away or something?
It was still in the same city. I just didn't.
You just
didn't
want to go.
Want to go to the other campus.
That is so funny.
So I was gonna homeschool.
No way.
Yeah.
That's tea.
That was our family's big plan for a few months. And then I was talking to my cousin, which shout out Lisa, about school. And she had gone to public school her whole life. And she was talking about switching classes. She's like a few years older than me. So she was probably in like eighth grade or freshman year at this point. And she was talking about how she had to change classrooms for every grade or every subject. And
in fifth grade,
I had never done that. Like I had never even heard of that.
Yeah.
So my mind was boggled. Shout out Boggle. And I decided that I wanted to go to public school because you got to trade classrooms all the time.
That
and I
is
was like,
so
that
funny.
Is so cool. That is so adult. That is amazing.
And would that not have happened at the other middle school that was part of the other campus of your school?
Oh my God. I think at the other middle school, it was probably like block scheduling where like you like change classrooms like once or twice a day on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then two, three times a day on Tuesday, Thursday, whatever. I don't know. I guess I didn't think about that.
That's so funny.
I don't know. I just know that we were thinking about homeschooling and I was all excited. And then I just really liked the idea of like going to public school and changing classrooms. And like, I just thought that was really adult. So I asked to go to public school.
Nice.
And the rest is history. That's why I'm in this room today.
Absolutely.
That's where I met Thomas, sixth grade at public school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest is history.
Yeah. Okay.
After that.
We also met in sixth grade in middle school.
No, we met before.
Yes,
that.
We did.
No,
oh, that's
I was
going
to say, I have
so
known of you for a long time.
I guess
time.
What I was wanting to say is we also started school there together, but I guess you
my mom said that one time we all walked home from school together.
Okay,
like your family and my family.
I believe that.
And like we like obviously split off at the corner. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, oh, that was so fun. Like, I wonder if me and Kim are going to do it every day. And that was the only time we ever did.
That's so funny.
I remember your mom also waiting with my mom when my mom was picking me up at school.
I
feel like your mom was just trying to be nice with everyone. How sweet is that?
Yeah. That's her.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So like our parents had met. And then I think, I don't know, I knew of you, but I especially knew of you because you had chicken and goats.
Yeah.
So my whole childhood, I called you the chicken and goat family.
I bet you did.
So then I think in middle school, I was like, oh, that's Faith from the chicken and goat family.
Still, yeah.
And now you don't have chickens or goats.
It's true.
So you're just, that's Faith from her family.
Well, that's arguably
when you're right,
always
you're
been
right.
true.
So yeah. What were we talking about?
God, I don't know.
Public school and why you started going there. Why did I say
it
like that? Public school.
Because
I
started talking about STEM.
I said, okay. Boy, do I have something to say.
Yeah.
Also, why did the Arts Academy start at our high school after we left?
Not
I know, it makes
school.
Me so mad.
Oh, yes. Right. I thought you were talking about CSR.
And there was only because the Math and Science Academy.
Yeah,
which
and then they started the humanities.
I'm not in because I'm not good at math or science. Like, what's that about? No, I'm good at science. You know, I'm kind of good at math, too.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, Rose, right now. Oh, wow, I'm actually good at everything. Okay. I'm just really special.
In high school, I wasn't. Okay, but then my major is literally communicative sciences and disorders, so obviously I'm good at science.
Yeah.
And I got good at math as soon as I got to college. No, it's a stupid bachelor's of arts.
Okay.
And my degree is called communicative sciences.
Well, it's just about like the requirements of like what you
do. But it changes at every college.
Okay.
My major specifically, some are BSs and some are BAs.
But it also depends on like the courses that you take. Like I took
well, it's stupid.
Like I took a language class, so I also got a BS.
I'm bored.
You took a language class, so you got a bachelor's of science.
And that met a requirement. And that met a requirement, so that I was a bachelor's of science.
Am I still recording? Right, I pressed a button on accident, like the little outlet thing. Oh. I know that just unplugs it, but like it didn't disconnect or anything, right?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I got nervous.
That's enough talk about college.
Rose just talked about school for like 10 minutes.
No, because Thomas got bored.
Yeah, but also for 5 minutes, I was like, did I disconnect it? I wonder if I disconnected.
That is so funny.
Okay, but
no,
let me, can
fine.
I just say one more thing? I know I just said that this conversation is over, but can I just say one more thing?
You're so fun and friendly.
What are you going to say?
No, please continue.
My mom listens to this.
I want to hear this. Say it. I want to hear this so bad.
I was bad at math until I got to college.
You did say
and
that.
When I got to college, I found a very good professor and I took her for every single math requirement that I had. And I just feel like high school's really gotta stop making their kids feel so terrible and acting like the whole world is over if you're bad at math.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. Sometimes you just have shitty teachers. Yeah. And that's the truth.
It's true.
God damn.
I'm cutting that out.
I know. That's why I said it.
Wow.
Hated her.
Rose,
I don't want you to cut it out. I want you to bleep it. I want you to bleep it.
No, because I really want us to all just talk about
everything.
Yeah,
in our
always.
Life.
All
real.
The time.
How many
are there?
Can I talk to you over here?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Start a private podcast
okay, perfect.
For our Ko-fi subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
Except for just Pia. Except for my mom.
I guess we could do the unedited version on Ko-fi. We could just put the like full.
Anybody can buy our Ko-fi. It would just be available if they bought it.
Yeah, give us your money. And what's the downside?
No,
that's
actually,
a problem.
I'm sorry. That's called being a businesswoman.
You can have
that's
all of our personal secrets and our insider conversations.
Yeah.
No.
Are they important to you? If someone wanted to take my information.
Take it. Give me $5. You can
get
out whatever you want.
Oh my God. My coworker recently lost her wallet and
that's terrible.
No, no, no,
that's horrible.
It's fine.
Actually.
It's
happened
fine.
To me before. I hated it.
I know it was terrible, but it worked out okay.
That was mean.
And somebody found it, right? But she was saying that they had like Googled her name like from her ID and found her phone number, and she was like, I mean, I guess it's a good thing because they found my wallet, but also I didn't think they'd be able to find me that easy.
That's
I was
cheap.
Like, yeah.
Because it could be scary, but it's also like, yeah, we're so capable of like reaching out to, like, I don't know. That would have been difficult to
so
do
accessible.
Years ago.
Yeah, people are so accessible now.
And what a like kind thing to do for someone, but
yeah, but
just
also
depends on who
just
finds
like,
it.
Yeah.
My mom has had her purse stolen and my grandma has her purse stolen. So my mom, we were setting up for the Halloween haunted house at your guys' elementary school when my sister was in elementary school. And we were like putting up they're not called directions. Decorations. Guys, please.
This is crazy, the things you're saying today. The things that are coming out of your mouth today specifically.
We were putting up decorations.
Directions.
And she left her purse on one of like the school cafeteria benches. And then it was gone.
Yeah.
My grandma had her purse stolen when she was at a grocery store. A man came up to her and said, can I help you like put your groceries on the thing? And she was like, yeah, sure. And she like looked away for 1 second and he took her purse.
Yeah. All people get taken advantage of.
Yeah.
In such a crazy way.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Faith, what do you got?
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking up.
Let's start. Yeah, this new segment.
Yeah, new segment is conversation starters.
Rose, do the
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Cool. New podcast
segment.
Slay. I was not part of that.
I just made it up.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think the slay was part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm trying to move away from slay and get back into party.
I do like party.
I like party a lot.
Okay, I'll note it.
Yeah, because
what we doing? What we doing, gang?
Literally, what we doing? Because regardless of if we plan on it, we're gonna repeat each other.
It's true.
Yeah, and I plan on it every time.
No, I hear one of you say something good, and I'm like, oh, write that down.
Yeah, we say something, and Rose is like, that wasn't in the script.
No, I'm like, oh, that's
Rose was like, oh, I didn't get that note, but thank you, I've got it now. Okay,
that note, but it's highlighted, and I'll work on my cues. Okay, Faith, I go, and I'm so excited to do this, and okay. I can't wait.
I know. I want to make sure I pick a good question, because some of these are kind of dumb. Okay, what was the first thing you thought about when you woke up this morning?
Oh, my God, how I'm going to be late for work.
Period. Mine was how late. I had to take a shower.
You wake up and take showers?
Yeah.
I try to, because that'll wake me up.
Yeah. It helped, but it's also, like, I don't always.
Yeah,
sometimes
I plan
on it, and then I'm like, nope, it's an evening shower for me.
Yeah,
I do evening showers probably 95% of the time.
Yeah, the thing is, I just don't
nice.
Like, I don't like going to bed with wet hair. Is the only
thing. Yeah, that's true. So if you're washing your hair,
yeah,
you don't just use a thing,
hair cap.
Yeah, you don't use a
shower
cap.
But I mean, like, I wash my hair a lot.
How often?
Probably like every other shower. Yeah.
I shower every evening, and I wash my hair every 3 or 4 showers.
I wash my hair every time I shower now.
Yeah.
Normal showers like twice or 3 times a day.
Yeah.
I like the summer. I might
wash your hair every time you shower?
Yeah.
Is that every day?
Well, the thing is, it's not every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the heck? Yeah.
If I'm not.
You're always in the shower.
That's
about key. To shower.
If I'm working or going out, then I'll shower.
Okay, Thomas, come hang out with us. Oh my God, I have to get in the shower.
No, I'm showering for 4 hours, actually.
No,
I can't.
Literally, yeah.
I'm
Ooh,
so
I'm
busy.
I'm busy that day.
No, yeah, but if I'm not going out at all, I might skip a shower, so I won't wash my hair. But I do have, like, a lot of oils and, like, other...
And I feel like if I'm staying home, I'll want to shower more.
That's true.
I like, it'll make me feel better about
yeah,
myself.
That's true.
Yeah, it is very refreshing.
It's nice to have
a shower.
Just...
My shower has such amazing water pressure and water heat. Like, I've never ran out of hot water, and my water pressure is absolutely amazing.
That's good. My shower was a little bit cooler than I wanted it to be this morning.
Yeah.
It wasn't cold. It was still, like, warm,
yeah,
but it wasn't, like, hot.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I can, like, get burned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And love it.
I would like to feel like I'm in a volcano.
Amen.
Yeah.
I didn't answer that one. Today I woke
up. Well, we're moving
up.
On. No, yeah, go ahead.
And I thought, where's my phone? The end.
Period.
Okay, next question.
All right, Slay. This one, actually, I think I like. Who would be the very first celebrity guest in your very own talk show?
Ooh,
that's
talk show,
a fun
not
question.
A pod, that's a
question.
Not
yeah.
a podcast.
No,
a podcast.
Period.
A show talk.
Oh my God, anybody?
A talkie.
That are alive?
Sure.
I think it should
Shut
be alive.
Alive?
I think
okay.
it should be alive.
Okay, then alive, who would you choose?
Like, if you got a talk show tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. Bindi Irwin?
That's a good answer.
Yeah, party.
I love her.
Yeah.
Maybe I would want Bindi and Terry, like a mother-daughter interview. And Robert. And Chandler. And Grace.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It just says celebrity guest. Singular.
Singular. What does the whole sentence actually
Whoa.
Say?
I read it word for word. It's who would be the first celebrity guest in your very own talk show?
First celebrity guest in your very own talk show. Beyonce.
Slay.
Next
so you
question.
So you'd start with that, and that'd be your first and last episode, because
Ooh.
How could anyone follow Beyonce?
Oh, gee.
I think mine would be Renee Rapp.
That's a good answer.
I think she'd be really fun.
Yeah. She's cool, and you guys would have, like, good energy.
Right?
She is cool.
Yeah.
I stand my ground.
Okay.
Bindi Irwin.
Maybe okay. I'll say, like, Trixie Mattel.
Period.
That's a good answer.
That is a really good answer.
Everyone.
Not Drew Hoffawalo?
I was about to say, I think we should all pick one for each other, because I feel like I had a different...
Jeez.
Like, yeah.
Drew Hoffawalo is good for you, though.
Okay, no, that's my answer. You can't take my answer.
No, that's my dream. Drew Hoffawalo, if you ever hear
I would give you Drew Hoffawalo.
Please come onto our
can
podcast.
Can you think of somebody else for her?
I'm sure I could. Pink Panthers, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
After that would be so fun.
Okay, we have to talk about that after. Okay.
I would have Andrew Hosier burn.
Yeah.
For my second guest.
I was about to say, I was like, this is not the game now.
Yeah. No,
we changed it.
Okay. Who would you give me? I'd give you Pokemon.
Thank you. Rose knows one thing about me now.
I was going to say I would give you like Omar Apollo.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that man.
I'd give you the guy from Glee, Artie.
I love Kevin McHale.
I'd give you McHale.
Rose, I think I would give you Miley Cyrus. Be on his.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
I love Miley Cyrus.
I know you do.
I'm going to name my daughter Miley.
Period.
That's a good one.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay, can we take a pause and talk about.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went to two concerts, one with Rose and then one with Faith.
What did you guys go see?
Me?
Oh.
You'll find out. First, let's talk about mine and Faith.
Okay. We went to see Pink Panthers and it was the best night.
Yeah, Pink Panthers.
I had so much fun.
Is a beautiful, very talented, incredibly just so like you can see someone being a trendsetter and it's like,
yeah,
you kind of came up with this concept that's actually really cool and really
absolutely,
yeah, I don't know, whatever she's doing, I'm incredibly impressed.
She has
impressed
a very strong image, yeah. I think, and the fun thing about it is that it feels like it's very much like her personal style and aesthetic, like it all feels like it's very genuine and authentic, and it's also like very like brandable. I feel like it's very much like you see something and you're like, oh my God, that's so Pink Panther.
RuPaul always says, know who you are and deliver it at all times.
Yes, and I think she does that.
But the concert was fun.
The concert was so much fun.
They gave us free churros.
Yup. Pink Panther's churros. And I was like, okay, branding. For real.
Yeah, and we got there early, which was nice.
We did. And I didn't know how early we got there.
Yeah.
But we got there really early because the ticket said 7 p.m. But that was when doors opened.
Yeah.
And so since I assumed that showtime was 7 and doors would be opening at 6. Mm-hmm. So we got there around like 4, I think, because I had to work and then I picked you up and then we drove over. And so I think we got there around 4 and then the doors didn't open until 7, y'all. But it was actually fine because
we were like
I think I waited
the
like the first hour and then I was like, well, maybe it'll be at 5. And then it wasn't, but it was like that felt like a milestone. Like it was a marker. It was an hour in, right? And then I thought it was going to happen at 6 and then it didn't. But like me waiting up to it and then being like, oh, it'll be soon, made that last hour go by really fast.
Yeah.
But then we got in. We got merch. We both got hoodies and they're so cute and so comfy. Yeah. We'll show you.
And they're $75.
Yeah, it was so expensive.
Yeah, but they're so pretty.
But they're so nice and I love it. And I'll be wearing it all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I also got a deck of cards. And I feel very much like that one Kanye video where he's like, I love some of the Gaga songs. What does she know about cameras?
Yeah.
Like, I love Pink Panthers. What does she know about a deck of cards? Like, why is that your merch, queen? But I love it. And the face cards are all pictures of her. Yeah. So, period. Aww. Yeah, and it's a very pretty deck. But yeah, the show was really good. The opener was Kenny, and he was really good. I had never heard of him before, didn't know his music, but I felt like he was a really good vibe for a Pink Panthers concert because I didn't know what to expect because I didn't know his music. And I love when the opener, like, you know, is the same vibe, same genre, same kind of musicality as the opener. Because I feel like sometimes, you know, that's not always a given.
It was the same energy, for sure.
But it was the same energy, and so it was a really good, like, we're getting you warmed up for Pink.
And I saved one of his songs.
He
stuck out to me.
Yeah, I liked his songs for sure. And then Pink Panthers came out, and it was so much fun. I love her.
Yeah.
And then here's the craziest thing, is that then she's, like, doing her thing, and then she's like, oh, surprise, guys. She brings out Flo Milli.
Which I really wonder if she had any guests in the last show.
Flo Milli.
Because she was there the night before, right?
Yeah, she was.
Probably no surprise guests. I think we got them all.
You think so? Yeah.
I think
we got all the good ones, for sure. I don't know if she did or not. I feel like maybe I heard something, but I don't know. I have no idea. But she brought up Flo Milli, and that was crazy because I was like, what? It's Flo Milli. It's Flo Milli. Flo Milli's here.
Yeah.
But she looked so beautiful, and it was just,
Everything was so fun.
Everything was so good.
Her fit was so cool.
Oh, my God.
Love her.
She was so polished. Yeah. Love her. And then she brought out Rema, who is the feature on Another Life.
Which I feel like is like one, like we, that's the only feature I actually know the words to.
Yeah. Well, and me and Thomas have talked about this too, because RT is a little bit that, like, there were a lot of features on the album that was kind of like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
What you like, what are you doing on a Pink song? But yeah. Still good, but mm-hmm. It was like kind of like, this feels like out of place or something. But his feature I thought was like one of the best ones on the whole album. And so it was very exciting for him to be the guest that came out that was featured. Because then after that, she brought out Steve Lacy.
Which is crazy.
And I was gagged every single time. I was like, she can't keep getting away with this.
Yeah.
She can't keep getting away with this. And she did it 3 times. Mm. And Steve Lacy just did his own song. He did Dark Red. And then they went into Blue, which is one of my favorite Pink Panther songs.
Oh, okay. That's smart. That's cute.
Yeah. Well, and then she said that too. She was like, it's okay. We're going from Dark Red to Blue.
Oh, that's cute. Like, I didn't know that it was called Dark Red.
Yeah, it was.
I love that.
Because I recognize the drum, because it starts with drums. And I like know that drum beat like intro, and like the spotlight was on the drummer, and I was like, what's going on, what are we doing? And then Steve Lacy popped out. I was like, what are you doing here? Anyway, it was so amazing. It was one of the best things ever. I was texting my friend Daphne because we go to a lot of K-pop concerts together, and I was like noticing all the differences and stuff, and also because K-pop concerts are timely, and they got that planned to the minute. Like, they, you know, they keep their schedule, and it's all planned out and everything. So I was like, I do love how loosey-goosey Western artists are with, like, yeah, I brought my friend up. Mm-hmm. It's Steve Lacy. I brought Flo Milli and Rema out. Like, for what? Because she was like, I have a surprise for you guys.
Yeah.
It was freaking 3 people, 3 guests. But, yeah, so... I thought that was fun.
Yeah, great time. She did amazing.
Really great time. Shout out to Pink Panther. And she also ran a tight set.
Yeah.
For sure. It was like 1:15 or something, and then she was done. Which is easy when your songs are 1.5 minutes each.
That first album I was telling you is only 18 minutes long.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah. And we've talked about this too. I love the song Attracted to You, and I do think it's like 45 seconds or something like that.
Literally.
And I think I'm like so used to how long it is because I listen to it a lot.
Yeah.
That when it played and it was like maybe 15 seconds longer with like a cool new outro, I was like, oh my god.
I love that though.
So funny. And also she had a live band, and the live band was amazing. They sounded amazing, and I just feel like it, because a lot of her stuff is like very like, you know, techno pop, like highly produced and stuff, but I still think that her music lended itself so well to a live band.
I was surprised.
It was so good.
How good it sounded. It was impressive.
It was a great
same with her singing, because I feel like her singing could be like, it's almost like chopped and like staccato on records, but she's still like really good at singing it live.
It's so fun.
Would you guys want to spend like hundreds of dollars to see Beyonce at her next tour?
Dude, like, might have to. I don't know. Like, I think it might not be a question.
Damn.
No, there's so many concerts that I want to see that I do need to be saving up money because I know there's a lot of stuff
I've
that
never
I don't
seen Beyonce
do.
Live, and I feel like that'd be one I'd regret if she, God forbid.
Stop.
I'm just saying, I would hate to have not been able to see her live. I do think it needs to happen. And
I feel that way about her, and I also feel that way about Stevie Nicks.
Oh, true.
And arguably,
that's a good one.
Less time.
Yeah, that's a good one to go see whenever you get the chance.
So, you know.
Do you have anyone that you're like, you would need to see before? That you haven't.
I would need to see Hozier again.
Oh my god.
I was
going to
say Hozier.
Hello?
I was going to say Hozier, but we did already see him. Then I was going to say Ed Sheeran, but I did already see him. I'm seeing Luke Combs, who's another one of my all-time favorite artists. Maybe Harry Styles.
Mm. Okay.
I feel like I love him, and I've loved him for so many years, but also I feel like he's huge.
Yeah.
He's huge, and he has a lot of concerts, and he's always touring, so I don't think that seems too crazy.
I actually was just thinking about this the other day. Do you guys think he's going to have a new album soon?
Oh, my God, I hope so.
I hope so, too. I don't know who.
Because it's been a couple years since the last one.
Wasn't it last summer? No, 2 summers ago.
2 summers, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe this summer.
Wouldn't that be so nice? Harry, if you're listening.
Or what if he did like a nice soft fall autumnal album? I would also love that.
That actually would be fun.
Oh my god. Harry Styles, whatever you're doing, release it now, please. Thanks.
Yeah. Yep. Give it to me. Yeah. Right now.
The concert that Thomas and I went to.
Oh yeah.
Was a senior recital.
Which I love theater, and I love seeing the arts.
I do too.
I love culture.
It was really fun. This local theater group does senior recitals for people who take private voice lessons with them. And it's basically just a show all about one singular senior. And they go through all of their past shows that they've been in and like what roles they played and stuff. So,
and I think we've talked about doing senior recitals because we want to do one
exactly.
Still.
But it's that same. It's the same senior recital we were talking about before. So we went to one for a girl that I used to babysit, which is crazy because somebody that I used to babysit is now graduating high school. So while that makes me feel old, but whatever. And it was amazing. And she did so great. And also it was just so fun, like Thomas said, to just see everybody dancing and acting and singing. And it just makes you want to be on stage. And
something very satisfying and like, I don't know if cathartic's the right word, but like about like going and seeing the arts, like going and seeing people like sing and dance and like do something that they practiced. And
yeah, it makes me want to go see like more theater.
Yeah.
If not like, if not more than even just like once a year.
Yeah.
Like
literally.
I just feel like that's something important.
Yeah. And we can get like, we're so lucky to live next to the Pantages and there are
we're
cheap
so lucky
seats.
To live above the Pantages. Yeah, there are cheap seats and by the Segerstrom Center too.
Yeah.
So we should do that this summer. Maybe we'll choose a summer show.
That would be fun. Be really I would
fun.
Love to go.
We
see
should look up look up what they have touring.
Yeah.
After this.
They're yeah, big. I'm sure there's a lot. Of
I think so too. They'll probably.
I think Hamilton's coming back, maybe. But we've already seen that one there.
Period. Not together.
Period. No, not together. Ugh. God, no, not together. Speaking about music, I guess too. I did want to bring up. Did you guys hear that the Jonas Brothers got into like a lot of backlash because they canceled their tour or something?
No, I didn't hear that. I didn't know that they were getting backlash, and I didn't know that they canceled their tour. So
didn't know they had a tour to be canceled.
Yeah, I think they're like, yeah, we're canceling our tours to do something a big like something secret we have planned or whatever, a project.
I thought it was gonna be like they were fighting, and so they
no,
had to cancel
literally
tour.
They were like, we have a project, and then everyone was like,
what?
I like bought flight tickets and
yeah,
hotel tickets
I actually
already.
Think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Why would that? Doesn't sound like the truth,
right?
Jonas Brothers,
because it's like if you're gonna cancel something, like
no, because it's like
it's because
that's,
of something
that's
dire.
Crazy.
Usually,
yeah, yeah. I was gonna say it's like it's not like you would plan this whole tour and then be like, but in the middle of it, we're gonna stop and announce this other thing that we're doing.
So people are mad
like,
at the Jonas Brothers
about?
Right now. Wonder
yeah,
what they're
so I'm
going
sure
through.
It's not.
Yeah.
I bet it wasn't approved.
I'm always mad at the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, say.
I don't care if I didn't see them because I already did see them.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
I want to do another conversation starter. Let's like rapid fire.
Okay.
Ooh. But we're not going to start a conversation.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
We're just going to answer.
No, for sure.
Conversation starters, but keep the conversation as short as possible.
Yeah. Small
okay,
talk
absolutely.
Started.
Would you rather live in the ocean or in deep outer space?
Ocean.
Outer space. Period.
Nope. Next question, actually.
That was funny.
That is. That's so fun.
And very us, I feel like.
I think so too. Because, like, what if maybe I change my answer?
I kind of like this one. If you were an athlete, what would you choose as your walkout song?
Omar, I thought you were going to say what sport?
So sure. Excited. You could. Yeah. No, you can choose the sport, too. You can choose the sport, too.
And remind me, like, walkout song, like, the
like,
song that
as
plays.
You're getting introduced.
Okay, so the whole stadium hears it. It's not just, like, your personal, like,
no,
warm-up
no.
song.
Yeah, it's, like,
walkout song?
Yourself, yeah.
Ooh.
What's that?
That's
that
John Cena.
Yeah.
Sorry, actually, that one's taken.
Yeah, damn. For Miss or for the like competition thing that I did in high school, I walked out to Rihanna's "Love on the Brain." I think.
Oh, period.
Which
that's
is
a
such
great
a
one.
Good song.
That is a great song.
Love
that
her.
Was kind of the song of that year. I feel like. Yeah.
No wonder I won.
I'm gonna look up some songs really fast.
Literally, I think mine would be "I Can't Get Enough of Myself" by Santa Gold.
What are you basing it off of? Like, what your, like, favorite song is right now? Or, like, one that's, like, very you? Or one that, like, people would think of?
Mm-hmm.
This is mine.
All of the above.
I would have Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
That's a good one.
Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
Which is a great song.
Period. Yeah. I can't stop listening to it, to be honest.
I know.
Yeah.
All of her music's like that.
Exactly. It just gets into your brain.
Hooked.
Yeah. Yeah. Hooked. Hooked. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know right now, I guess.
Yeah, that's my answer.
You kind of got the best answer, I think.
Thank you.
Slay. If you had to live in a video game, which one would it be?
Stardew Valley.
No, literally. I was like, it's between Stardew and Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Maybe Minecraft.
Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Minecraft. Definitely not Overcooked.
That'd be funny.
That would be insane. No, because I saw like a TikTok of some guy and it was like, if your restaurant was like overcooked or something. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, sorry, your food's just going to be a little while. Our waiter, actually, the chef, so the kitchen is across the street. He walked out to return some plates and just got hit by a car.
Yeah.
And he's
now
dead.
The kitchen's on fire.
And now the kitchen's on fire, but he'll be back in about 5 minutes, in about five seconds. And he'll make you a new one. So that'll be right out. Don't worry about it. That is, yeah, and also every 10 minutes, an island floating in some lava goes by, and so we can't get to the pork.
And
actually,
I would want to be in Nintendogs.
Yeah,
that's cute.
I'd want to be in like a Mario game too, though.
I was gonna say, I was like, ooh, that actually would be fun though.
Yeah.
I think it'd
kidding?
Be fun.
You'd be like dying all the time.
Yeah, but you'd be reviving all the time too.
And you'd be like. Like, you'd have fun powers.
Yeah, and you'd have fun power. Yeah, obstacle course.
Like, who said you're Mario? You're living in the game. That doesn't mean you're Mario.
Gee. Well, that I would have my own special ability.
I want to be in.
Please stop fighting.
I would just want to be in it so I could play the game.
I feel like if you were in that world, you would just get your own special ability.
Yeah.
That was dedicated to you.
Yeah. It doesn't say you have to be a character in Mario. It doesn't say you have to be a character in a video game. Just, that's the world now.
Nintendogs.
Nintendogs, final answer.
Survey says
I would want to do I would want to do like an Otome, like a romance game.
Aww, like,
and
a
then
Faith wants a boyfriend so bad.
Surgeon simulator.
Oh, what simulator?
Surgeon simulator.
I do Marisa simulator.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I do a supermarket simulator.
I do shop girl simulator. That's
the
so
Kim
funny.
Kardashian game.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The Tetris.
The Tetris.
What's that game, Bejeweled? Do you remember that?
No.
Pocket Frogs.
Pocket Frogs. Absolutely. Fruit
Wordle.
Ninja.
Yeah.
Probably Ninja. Wordle.
Temple Run.
Probably Connections. Oh my god.
The New York Times mini crossword puzzle.
Probably July 2nd. Will you give me another conversation starter?
Okay, let's see. Okay. We're moving on.
Don't be shy.
If you could trade places with anyone for a day, who would it be?
Good boring question.
Oh, rough question. Well,
Mac Miller, because I don't want to be dead.
That was crazy.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, where did that come from?
Oh my god, there was.
I thought it would be funny.
Again, I saw a TikTok, and this lady was like, "You know, when you guys are surprised by the things that I say, sometimes I'm surprised by it too."
Yeah, I was like,
oh. I also didn't expect it.
Thanks. Like, me neither. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Why would you say that? No, why would I say that?
No, why would I?
No, actually cut that
out. No, what was I thinking? And actually, just yesterday. Was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago. No, yeah, yesterday.
Oh my god, what's happening today?
Okay,
yesterday.
What the fuck is going on in here on this day?
Roman and Eve, like, said something, like, in conversation, and it sounded like they were just referencing, like, a video or something that they'd seen. And so I was like, oh, like, what's that from? And apparently it was something mean that I had said with them that I had no recollection of. And I was like, oh my god. So hearing it for the second time, because I guess the first time would have been when I said it. But this shocked. Time, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, that happens to me. You guys are like, you said that. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why would I say that? That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
My mind changes a lot. So I think maybe I remember, but I'll just be like, oh god, I said
you
that.
Also change
oh my
your mind gosh. All the time.
No, I'll
I just said that.
Guys, when I edit this podcast and we go through the conversation, sometimes when I'm listening to it, the path that my brain takes listening back to it is exactly what I said in the moment. So I feel that I'm very
genuine,
reliable. Yeah. Because, like, I'll make a, like, we'll be talking, we're all riffing, and then someone says, like, something that makes me think of something. And so, like, listening back to it, not remembering what I
You'll
said, I'm like,
what
this is what
thinking.
I would say. And then I say exactly what I thought I was going to say.
Do another conversation started.
Okay. If no one would ever know, would you?
If you were on that and did you, would, if I eated the soap, no, I didn't.
No,
did
I didn't eat it. It. And if I were going to, how would they know if you did? They wouldn't.
Yeah.
There, that, yeah.
They wouldn't
Next
know.
Question.
I didn't eat the soap.
Okay, if you were stranded on an island,
that
what...
just gave someone a seizure, by the way.
Me and my Survivor era.
Oh my god! Would you guys want to be on Survivor or Amazing Race? I just
Amazing
made that up.
Race.
Okay, yeah, me too.
Survivor feels like a.
It sounds like such a bad idea.
It sounds like way less fun.
It's very of its time.
Yeah.
Amazing Race any day of the week.
Amazing Race or
and who would,
Big Brother.
And who would your Amazing Race partner be?
My sister.
Okay.
We've already talked about it.
Oh, I love that.
I feel like we probably have. Who would be mine?
No, I mean me and
I
my sister.
I think you and your sister. Oh. And that's what I thought. I was like, yeah, yeah. I haven't talked about this.
Yeah. I like, have we talked about it?
I think I would choose my mom.
That's a good one.
I think we're a really good travel team. We're a really good travel team.
We haven't traveled with you guys. Yeah, you guys are.
Yeah.
I've never gone anything. No, I've been to Glendora with your mom.
Yeah.
That's a trip, to be honest.
I've been with your mom.
I don't know. I don't have an answer. Amazing Race or Big Brother, though?
Amazing Race. Who would you go on Amazing Race with?
No, but I'm asking you, would you rather do
Amazing Race?
Still? You?
I have never watched Big Brother.
Me too.
Gee.
Yeah.
Amazing Race or RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, the prize is bigger for Amazing Race.
Oh, gee.
So,
like
there's
how much is it?
$1 million.
Oh, wow. What else is giving out $1 million on their show? Who wants to be a millionaire?
Survivor.
Survivor 2?
Is it?
Yeah, Survivor's $1 million.
Okay.
And the title of the sole survivor.
Who have you seen that, like, you knew on Amazing Race?
My friend Thomas. What are you talking about?
Who have you recognized that's been on the show?
Nobody.
Oh, Tyler Oakley's been on Amazing Race.
Yeah, he has.
So has Joey Graceffa.
Yeah.
I watched their seasons. That's okay. It.
Were they together?
No.
Were they a team? They weren't.
Okay. No.
I think I do remember when Tyler Oakley was on it. So mm-hmm. I think that was one. I also think, okay, did you guys watch School of Rock?
No. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Jack Black and then mm-hmm. his like roommate Ned is Mike White, and he was on Amazing mm. Race. So I recognized him. Him and his
don't
dad. Remember.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
But isn't that funny?
Fair.
That I'm so sorry. I did not speak words. Mike White and Jack Black.
Been. Oh, that is funny.
Isn't that good?
Jack like Black is so old now and so funny still.
I love that man. Okay, guys, we don't have to talk long about this, but I just have to mention on this episode that I watched Challengers twice.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a good movie. I can't recommend it enough for people to go see it. Yeah. Watching it the second time, I noticed things that I didn't notice the first time or, like, had different takeaways, and I loved that. And the score is so good, and Zendaya looks so good, and the two boys are so, so,
yeah, so
pathetic over her.
And,
yeah.
And it is, I think, it does look like it's made by the same guy that did Call
is.
Me by Your Name.
It is the same guy.
And I'm saying it shows.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Really
I thought you were saying
like
it looks like it's... No, it is.
It really looks
yes,
the part.
Yes, visually, yes. Yeah. The cinematography,
and
very,
it
very beautiful. It's a visually
and the coloring,
stunning movie.
It's
the coloring, I think, is so good.
So pretty, yeah.
Like, so many movies are just like so neutral.
Yeah.
And like that's fine, but the color is so important, and I think it tells a story too. Anyway.
Wow.
It's a fantastic movie, and I recommend it for sure.
I've only ever seen Zendaya in
Greatest. Shake It Up?
No, I haven't even seen that. I've only seen
her
in Greatest Showman and the Spider-Man movies. Yeah,
Spider-Man.
Which I don't think are her like best works. So I don't really feel like I know
shake
her.
It
Shake It Up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They don't do
you
Shake
watch
It Up
Dune,
like they used
didn't
to.
You?
I did watch Dune, but
yeah.
She was barely
you
in that, I feel
Dune?
Like.
Dune?
Dune too much.
I feel like Euphoria was really her breakout.
Disagree.
Yeah. Well.
What do you think? Shake It Up.
I do think Greatest. I feel like Greatest Showman was like her first like, was that like her first like feature film?
I think so, probably.
Yeah, so that was a big one,
and
she was.
I did love her in that,
and
I did love her that. Yeah, period. It was a big ensemble cast, to be fair.
Zendaya
Zac Efron was in that.
Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Zendaya featuring Hugh Jackman.
She made me feel away in that movie, though, for sure.
Yeah, she was really good.
She was good.
Shake It Up.
I just think she's beautiful, though.
Okay,
she is, and you'll think that even.
Okay, you're not special.
Oh my god, Rose said, take a number.
Okay,
join the club.
Okay, so does Tom Holland.
No, yeah. Zendaya looks so good in this
but
movie.
But Mike Feist and Josh O'Connor.
Josh O'Connor. They also
so
look really
beautiful.
Good.
I have a question.
I really like them in the flashbacks.
Is Kylie Jenner still dating Timothy Chalamet?
Who knows?
Timothée.
Not I.
Timothée Chalamet.
I think so. I think it looks like she is still.
Okay.
Well, I know she's dating him. Is he still dating her?
Oh.
What? God damn. Also, I spelled Kylie.
Let's talk about.
I spelled Kylie K-I-L-E-Y right now.
Not Miley. Yeah. Is.
No, I don't think so. I think they stopped.
If you guys Benny could... Blanco and Selena Gomez.
I don't follow either of them.
Oh my God, you guys don't care about Selena Gomez?
Not even a little bit.
Grow up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If you guys could choose an age to be forever, what age would it be?
22.
23.
24. Cute.
No, just kidding. I don't know.
Oh.
I think I would choose, I think I would choose 23 also.
What was I going to say before that?
You're talking about Selena Gomez.
We said Selena Gomez, and then you were about to ask a question, and I thought you were going
to
ask.
I just wanted us to move on.
I thought you were going to say, what celebrity would you erase off the earth?
Oh my God. What celebrity would you erase off the earth?
Selena Gomez. Maybe not Selena Gomez.
There are a lot.
There's a lot worse ones. I'm talking about ones that like you do like that you could do without, though, you know? Like Selena Gomez, I could listen to some of her music, and I do think she's pretty. But like I don't care about her. Same with Jennifer Lopez.
Period.
No comment.
You don't have anyone that you don't really like following?
I can neither
following?
Confirm nor deny that I
or
have anyone that
Or someone that
I
you
like
see
following.
A lot on your accounts that you're like, I don't care about you.
Influencers? Are we talking about musicians or can be anybody?
Someone that's like well known.
I'm sure there are so many.
I'm ready to go in this podcast and then I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, and then absolutely. I'm ready to go like...
Oh, I was going to hit your knee, but you were ready to high five.
I was ready to high five, and then I ended up stopping you with the cord.
Okay.
And we're back.
Gosh darn it.
Not gosh darn it.
I wanted to wrap up by asking you guys what we're looking
for. Rate me 1 out of 10.
Like we're TBH.
And I wanted to ask, what do you think about me? I don't think, what are your impressions?
Yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Questions, comments, concerns.
I wanted to ask, what are some things you're looking forward to this week?
Don't work tomorrow.
Me too.
I love that. I do.
So I'm going to hang out and read my book.
Perfect.
Next Monday we have book club.
I have not read the book.
I haven't either, and I started it last night.
Nice.
Lisa says she doesn't like it.
Tea.
Angela said she doesn't really know what's going on.
Awesome.
Or she's like chill, like figuring out where the book is headed.
Yeah.
And I have only read a few pages, but I like it so far.
Okay, cool.
So I am excited to see what everybody else thinks as we finish the book.
Yeah, this will be fun.
I also have another book club meeting on Saturday. So me and my coworkers read Crying in H Mart, so we're all gonna go get Korean food after work.
Yum.
And talk about the book.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so probably just book clubs, sleeping, working, all the fun things.
I love that.
What are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to I'm playing D&D on Thursday this week, not on Friday, which is different.
Spicy.
And I'm so excited because we played a session on Friday last week, and then we like didn't quite finish because it was also Roman's birthday. Happy belated birthday, Roman. And so we did a lot of other things too. So we had like a shorter session. And so then we met yesterday to like finish what we hadn't finished before in that session. And then we'll have another session this week. So a high intensity D&D week for me, but it's so much fun and I can't wait to play more. It's so fun. And then I'm also looking forward to reading. Right now I'm reading The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, and it's really good so far. It's like considered, you know, like, you know, classic, like, you know, contemporary of contemporary fiction.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I'm reading it, and I really like it so far, and I'm actually over halfway through it. It's not a very long book. So I'm looking forward to hopefully finishing that soon, and then working on my other library books that I still have checked out.
I know. Did you auto-renewed them?
Yeah. Two of them I finished. I just hadn't returned them yet. Nice. And then I have two more.
Good.
So I'm excited. Thomas?
I am getting a passport. Or I got an
Absolutely,
appointment
you are.
Too.
Yeah. I'm looking forward for that for you, too. Yeah.
So I can travel.
You can finally go to Ireland.
Oh. I don't know if that's my first choice.
That was crazy. Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What? And that was the first country you thought of?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
What?
Or is that the one that you want to go to most right now?
No.
We've just never, ever, ever talked about Ireland
no,
together.
Never,
so that's why I was like, you just...
Yeah.
picked one. The country. I think we should go to Amsterdam together.
I know, but like, been there, done that.
Period.
Thomas hasn't.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to Amsterdam.
You don't want to go to Amsterdam?
No, I would like to, but like, who cares?
You get stayed up for free because of my family.
No, yeah, that's cool. About like where I want to go to though.
Well, where do you want to go?
Like Italy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe Paris.
Period.
I want to go to Paris. More than Paris.
Paris. Milan.
Croissant.
I would like to like.
We should do an Italian summer.
Yeah. Ooh, that'd be cute. Like a little countryside. I want to be by the water. Yeah.
A Luca moment.
Yeah, a Luca moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, catch us on our next episode having our Luca moment and dressing up as mermaids.
Our Luca moment.
Our Luca moment.
Catch up. I feel like I'm exhausted and I don't know what I said.
I know. We worked so hard today.
Yeah, we all got it bound.
Didn't we?
Yeah. And love you.
Love you. Bye.